The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1. Text now to 51551 or email mooney@rte.ie.
Yes, we're going to be celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest for the programme. We're going to pepper some Eurovision favourites throughout the show. So if you've got your own favourite, doesn't matter whether it was a winner or not. Was it an Irish one? Was it an English one? Or should I say UK one? I shouldn't say English one. I should say UK one. Mind you, I did have to smile the other day when I saw The Guardian. It said the UK's Eurovision songs are in and we are doomed. After Brexit, no matter which tune we enter, our destiny is definitely last place. So here are the UK finalists with a caveat. They all appeared on The X Factor. We'll find out very shortly. We have Martin Jones in to talk about that. Their chances and our chances. So get texting 51551 if you've got a favourite Eurovision tune. We'll dig it out of the vault and we'll play it for you. Tell us where you were when you first heard it and all that kind of stuff. We also want some players for our quiz. The prize is a two-night stay with dinner and one evening of your choice at the Red Cow Moran Hotel. And you get to sample the brand new restaurant Tom's Table. That sounds fantastic. Text 51551 if you want to take part in the quiz, but you got to know your general knowledge with a little bit of Eurovision thrown in. And that's what we're going to talk about now. It's the Eurovision Song Contest Show. That music heralds the 62nd Eurovision Song Contest, which is due to take place at the beginning of May in Kiev in the Ukraine. And already, sequins are being sharpened, spandex is being sparkled, and smoke machines are being stoked in anticipation of this annual musical extravaganza. But first, the songs have to be chosen. And last evening, it was all happening at the Eventim Hammersmith Apollo, where the Eurovision You Decide event was held to select the UK's entry.
The winner of Eurovision You Decide 2017 is... The winner is Lucy!
Tell me your secrets, I'll keep them safe. No sign of weakness, it's a sign of faith. We'll stand tall. So you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall. So you don't fall.
The Brits haven't had much luck at the Eurovision lately. The closest they've come to winning was in Dusseldorf in 2011, when they came fifth in the public vote with I Can by Boy Band Blue. Do you remember them? Three places behind Blue with Lipstick was our very own Jedward, who came 19th the following year with Waterline. In the last 7 years, Ireland has qualified for the final on four occasions, twice with acts backed by the great impresario Louis Walsh. And now once again, this year, our hopes lie with Louis. He's masterminding this year's Eurovision project, along with RTE's head of delegation, Michael Keeley. And as you may know, the singer they've selected is 20-year-old Brendan Murray, formerly of Hometown. But what will he be singing? Well, the search for Ireland's Eurovision song began in earnest last Tuesday morning in Dublin's Herbert Park Hotel. And among the judging panel, former Eurovision entrant and winner Niamh Kavanagh.
I was listening to lots of clips of Brendan on the YouTube and stuff like that, so just to get a sense of his voice, because picking the song is important, that it's actually for his voice rather than, you know, just a great song. It has to be the combination, which is really what makes it work in the end, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that the name? Everybody's got your sheet there of all the songs and the song composers and the song titles from 1 to 330 odd. We've got a couple of CD players here and we've got a couple of laptops as well. So we're going to work our way through. Myself and Dimpton are going to alternate here and we're going to play them in sequence one after another. So as soon as we've heard enough of it, we can all raise our hands and we'll move on to the next one and we can mark them.
But how are you actually going to judge them?
Well, we're going to put them into two piles. One that we're going to dismiss straight away and one that we're going to consider further.
And how many in total would you say?
Well, out of the 330, I don't know. I mean, if we got 30 out of that we will consider further, I think that'd be a good day's work. The first one, Brian Joseph Jones, Of a Broken Heart.
The universe may be like a beautiful woman. A nurturing, loving mother.
I think because of Louis' involvement this year, we are going to get, and of course I do know the people that have been sending songs into RTE, like R. Kelly, Diane Warren, Ralph Siegel, who's a stalwart of Eurovision. The fans might remember him from A Little Piece. A Little Piece. But he seems to have a song there every year. Good, bad or indifferent, he's still there and a great supporter. So I think Louis' involvement is going to make a big difference this year.
The last voice you heard was another Eurovision winner who participated in the contest no fewer than 9 times, the legendary Linda Martin. Not. Is that what? Was it Pat Kenny who's the commentary? Who's doing the commentary? Martin Jones is with us.
Pat Kenny did the commentary in 1992 and he did actually say,
why not, Linda?
That's
why not?
Exactly
why shouldn't it be
said.
You? You were fantastic. That was in Malmo, wasn't it, in
it
Sweden?
Was indeed.
You were there screaming.
I was on stage.
On the
night she won. I'll never forget it. Great night, great night.
And the song written by?
Johnny Logan.
Who won?
Twice. With What's Another Year and Hold Me Now.
Okay. And then we won, as I said earlier, 7 times.
Yes.
You know, we won 7 times. Are we still holding the record?
Yes,
Sweden,
we are.
Sweden are one behind us. They've got 6.
Now, it's 21 years, can you believe it, that we haven't since we've won.
No way! 21 years!
Yes.
I can't believe it.
And 20 years since the UK won.
Really?
Yes.
No, what was the last winner?
Love Shine a Light by Katrina and the Waves in 1997.
Okay, well, what about your namesake who won the national song contest for the United Kingdom last night, Lucy Jones?
Where do I start with poor old Lucy, hey?
Do you mean what's wrong with her?
Let me first of all say she's a terrific voice, right? And it seems that this is the way Eurovision is going. Loads of people from the X Factor end up in the national finals. It's exactly the same as what's happening in Sweden. You know, the Melody Festival starts off this day next week.
And isn't that what happened with Australia?
It is. Yeah, Danny M, who came second,
she
and
came
should
second
have
year.
Won last year.
Well, that was because it had been in 2015, she would have won, but yeah. The voting system had changed.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So, Lucy Jones sang, she's from Wales. She came 8th in the 2009 X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
She sang a song written by a previous winner, co-written by a previous winner from Denmark, would you believe? Emmy de Forest.
Oh, Teardrops.
Yes.
That was a fantastic song.
Yes. And the last big, huge, big song from Denmark. And interestingly enough, Denmark hasn't qualified for the final for the last 2 years. So we're not alone. Countries like Denmark haven't been in the final either.
No, but it's a bit awkward when you go to all the trouble of selecting a song, going through the whole process of making a little video, going through the whole journey of travelling around Europe, selling your wares, showing off your song, and then you get to the first semi-final or the second semi-final, you don't make it to the final. That ain't good.
No, it's not good. Our record has, for the last couple of years, have been very bad, Derek.
It has. So will it make any difference this year, do you think, with Louis
absolutely.
Kind of pulling the strings, if
Completely.
You know what I mean?
This is the right way to go. Absolutely, 100%. You get someone who's used to the stage, who has the experience of being in a boy band, knows how to sell a song, and when listening to the clip earlier on, we've got some really interesting people writing songs, so we should be able to.
Well, what I think is great about it is I was there on Tuesday morning, and that the judging panel, I think you've got Niamh Kavanagh on it, you've got Linda Martin on it, so you've got two former winners,
yes.
Okay, and then you've Michael Keeley, who's head of delegation, Dipna Clarkin, who's assistant head of delegation, and then you've got Jim Sheridan from
Sony Music.
Jim is from the Canberra Quartet. And yeah. Then there was Patrick from Sony Music. So there's people who really do know their music.
Yes.
And they're going through all of the songs and they're going to narrow it down to 30.
Right.
And I think that's a great idea. So everybody's getting a fair hearing.
Yes.
Now, we played a clip of one entry earlier. So I don't know whether that's gotten through or not. We don't know where the situation is. That just happens to be a song we had a clip of. So in case that person is listening, doesn't mean you're through, doesn't mean you're out. It just happens to be a clip. But they really went through them. I was really taken by the fact that they went through them one by one. And the way the system worked was, at a certain point, if people really didn't like it, they put up their hand, and then they let it keep playing until everybody had their hand up or not, and then they included it or didn't include it.
Yes.
And needless to say, I'm not at liberty to say any more than that. But it was very fair process, and they went through. So rest assured, if you sent in a song, over 300 songs.
Well, it was
Ireland
like that with the UK as well. The United Kingdom BBC received over 300 songs as well, which is tiny. Can you consider the size of the UK?
Well, and not everybody's going to want to write a song for the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, I don't know. They don't see it as a platform they want to sell their wares on. Who knows?
The last year before last song was a massive hit, Man's
Zemmelov, yeah.
Yes. And
Heroes.
Yes, that was a huge big hit. And you can make a lot of money if you write a Eurovision Song Contest song.
It was a huge hit, but he came here to Ireland and many people turned up to see him at the Olympia.
Well, he was only after winning the Eurovision.
That's when you think it would have sold out. It didn't.
Well, no. Not how many people knew Mans in Dublin, you know?
Well, maybe he should have gone somewhere else.
Yes.
But a terrific performer, and they did a super job on the competition last year. The staging was superb.
How good the Eurovision is, we've got two previous winners of the Eurovision Song Contest back in the Melody Festival this year. We've got Lorraine, who won with Euphoria.
And for Sweden.
Yes. And we've got Charlotte Nielsen, as she was back then. She's now known as Charlotte Perrelli. And she won with Take Me to Your Heaven. So they're both back trying to represent Sweden again. So it's all happening in Sweden, and everybody looks to Sweden because they seem to have the golden touch at the moment.
At the moment.
Yes, a bit like we had in the 90s when we won it three times in a row.
In a row, yeah.
Yeah. So people are looking to Sweden, people are looking to Swedish songwriters. And if you see, if you look at the Spanish entry last year was co-written, the Cypriot entry was written by Swedish songwriters. A lot of the Swedish songwriters are turning up to write for other countries as well.
Well, what kind of song do you think we need?
I think the singer that Louis has in mind, Brendan, a big, big ballad is what we need. A modern ballad, something like in the vein of Ed Sheeran or something like that, would do really, really well. And I think we need that type of a song. We always do well with a ballad. We've always won with a ballad. So let's try it.
So a ballad is what you're putting your money on.
Yes,
I am. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Now, back to Lucy Jones last night. And written, as you said, there's great pedigree behind the person who wrote the song. She wrote Teardrops for Denmark, which was an amazing song. She sang Emily DeForest. Mm. But the song she sang last night, can we have a little listen to it? This is Lucy Jones, the name of the song is?
Never Given Up On You.
Does it go anywhere? Because
no.
I was watching the programme and it sounded nice, but it didn't really go anywhere. Have a little listen. Let us know what you think. 51551. This is the United Kingdom's entry.
We'll stand tall so you don't fall. You're not defeated, you're in repair. Don't have to call me, I'll always be there. We'll stand tall so you don't fall. If you could see how far you've walked, you would see that all's not lost. I will never give up on you. I don't care what I've got to lose. Just give me a hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm. I will never give up on you. You're the one that I'm running to. Just give me a hand and hold on. Together we'll dance through this storm.
Now, it's kind of nice. She's a very good singer. But that song, when you keep expecting it to go into this bouncy, huge, kind of diva kind of style chorus, doesn't.
Her voice is terrific. Let me just first of all say that. But most of the reaction online is that this song needs a rework.
Oh, and can they rework it? What are the rules?
You can do whatever you like with it. It's you can do a total change of change. You can rearrange it. A couple of years ago, Iceland had a disco song and ended up being a ballad when it finally got to Eurovision. Frank McNamara, guy, sounded it and arranged it into completely something.
For Iceland?
Yes.
Frank McNamara?
Yes.
Our own Frank McNamara.
Yes, he did too.
He tinkled the ivories on the late show.
It started out as a disco song and then Frank took it over and turned it into a whimy type.
And did it win?
No.
No. They should have left that as a disco song. Speaking of kind of disco-y songs, let me just find this one now if I can find it here. Da-da-da-da-da. Yes. Derek, perhaps you can play, and I love this song, Ding A Dong by Teach-In, which was the 1975 Eurovision winner for the Netherlands. That's from Ed. Do you think we could play that? Absolutely.
When you're feeling all right, everything.
go. That was ding, ding, dong. Nonsensical lyrics. It wasn't the first time there were nonsensical lyrics
Not
in Eurovision.
At all.
Could you name any of them?
That was the last time the Netherlands won, would you believe?
1975.
Correct.
And yet they had such great entries since
then. Common Linnet
a couple of years ago.
Three years ago they should have won that.
And then they had the other song before that, which was the year before that, 4 years ago, and it goes out of my head, but I loved it. I was in love with that song. But like there was, wasn't there...
The Common Linnet. And of course they
had Diggy Loo, Diggy Lay. There were other nonsensical lyrics.
La, la, la.
Boom, bang, a bang.
La, la, la.
La, la, la was Massiel. That's 1968,
right.
Wasn't it?
68, that's
yeah,
great.
I'm showing my age now. And on and on and on they went.
Yes.
Maybe we should write something like that.
No.
UK entry, Derek, is lacking the wow factor,
that's
says
correct.
Pat. But lovely voice.
Terrific song. And terrific singer. You can do something to the song. The song isn't bad. If you build it up, it needs a lift, Derek. It goes nowhere.
I wonder what they'll think of us here in Ireland commenting on their song. Anyway, UK entry doesn't stand out for me, Derek. Needs a bit of oomph,
yes.
Says Maura.
Correct, Maura. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, let me see. The only reason Ireland won so many times was that each country had to sing in their own language.
Correct.
But Ireland was allowed to sing in English.
That's correct.
The rules changed and we haven't won since.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh, come on, get
no,
over
no,
it.
I completely agree with him. The only one time we sang a song in Irish was Sandy Jones when she sang Ciolán Gráa in 1972. And it didn't do terribly well.
H-tiggy. Please play Don Martin's Is Always Over Now from Mary Duff in Carlingford in County Louth.
It's a great song. It's one of my favourite Irish entries ever.
My love, my friend, you were my every dream come true. Always you said was me and you. So how can you say it's over now? How can you wave it all goodbye? Always you said love would be, always you said was you and me. It's always over now. Does it ever last that long? Were the feelings that I've had ever right or was it wrong? To think that love should last was mistaken on my part. But you promised.
I don't remember it, I have
this
to be honest.
This is Dawn from Dundalk, she, hairdresser, beautiful song. Now, this is a typical example of what I was talking about rearranging a song. This is the actual early version, which when it won the National Song Contest, when they got it to Eurovision, was completely different. And it was the last time we were in the top 10. 1998, it was held in Birmingham.
The last time we were in the top 10, Jedward...
Were they 11? Just outside?
They came...
I think they were just outside.
Actually, yeah, that's right. They came 11.
Yeah.
No, they came 8th.
Did they?
They came in Dusseldorf, behind Blue, they came 8th.
I do apologise.
That's all right. And they came 11th then in 2000, after the following year. That's all right. You can't know everything.
No, they didn't come around. They were outside the top 10.
No, they were
19th or something the following year.
Anyway, you can text 51551 with your favourite songs because tons of you texting in already. We'll do the quiz in just a moment. Linda Martin on her way, so she's going to be in to tell us what she thinks as one of the adjudicators. She'll be judging the songs this year and be one of the people deciding which song represents her. And she's on her way now, so drive carefully, Linda. Text 51551. We'll be back with the quiz.
Email mooney@rte.ie. you passing by my window, and sometimes I watch you passing through my dreams, and sometimes when I look at you, you take my breath away. Sometimes I try and understand your reasons. You choose to feel the way you feel about me. And sometimes when I turn around and you're there like today, I want.
Fantastic sound of Linda Martin. Oh my God, all those years ago in Malmo in Sweden. And Linda song. Martin is here with us now. You're
I'm
very
here.
Welcome, Linda. Thank you for
finally,
coming in.
Finally. How are you?
Did somebody give you the wrong time?
Somebody called Derek Mooney gave me the wrong time.
Just turn up at 6:45.
Like
well, in fairness,
Mooney.
You weren't late. You turned up at 6:45.
I did. I couldn't get in upstairs.
Oh no, why not?
Because the security and the buzzer didn't work. So if Anna hadn't rescued me, I'm telling you, I'd still be standing up there. Thank you, Anna.
Tell me, when you were outside waiting to get in, did you see Larry Gogan scoot by on a scooter by any chance?
No,
he's a scooter. He's hilarious.
I didn't see anybody.
Anyway, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're the judging panel for this year's song selection for Ireland.
Yes, I was.
And we played a clip of you at the top of the programme.
Oh
so
my God.
I was there with you guys the other day when you started to go through all the 300 or so entries.
That was at 10 o'clock in the morning?
10 in the morning, yeah. So what do you think? Have you got anything?
We have, yes. We whittled it down, those 340 songs. We finished up that
340,
night.
340
eventually, and we finished up that night at 8:30.
Right.
We decided rather than take 2 days, we'd work right through, so that's exactly what we did. And we ended up with a short list of 15, and that's going to be whittled down, obviously, to whatever song is chosen, whichever Louis and RTE put their heads together with. And
so you guys finished now? You have no more
finished.
Say in it? Oh, I see.
No,
so you
no,
just
no,
whittled
no,
it
no,
down
no,
to
no.
the 15?
We just whittled it down to 15. And out of that 15, there I have to be honest, there were three songs, and I would gladly have gone to Eurovision with any of the three of them.
Yourself?
Yeah, good songs.
Okay, well then
good
let song. Me ask you, were they written by Irish writers or people from...
There was one.
One was written by an Irish writer. Okay.
Yes, there was one which I was delighted about, and the other two, one was from an English writer.
No, don't say.
No, I'm not going to better.
We're
not
only
say.
Interested if there was an Irish.
Yeah,
still
there was.
Somebody has written
there
an Irish
was,
one
which,
still in it.
Which was wonderful. Really
because
wonderful.
It's the clip we played of you earlier on. You were saying that you thought there was much more interest in it this year because Louis involved.
Absolutely, I really did because it opened the floodgates. Really, because normally you ask for songs to come in, and I keep harping on about this, but I truly believe that our big songwriters like Johnny, like Brendan Graham, like Charlie, all of those really fabulous people, they're not going to hand their songs, their good songs over unless they know what the act is.
Okay, so announcing the act first was a good idea.
But we've got to find those acts.
Okay.
You know, because like keep on saying this, we haven't got the facilities for these acts to be seen and heard anymore.
Okay.
Not like it when in my day.
Okay.
And we've got to facilitate.
Explain that to me now.
So,
well, think about it. I mean, I was working with a band in ballrooms. I did discos. I did cabarets. I did theatre. We did television. So if there was
is
somebody,
it not enough just to do the X Factor and then do
no,
Eurovision?
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not.
Because if you look at last night's British final, there was four X Factor contestants and the lady that's actually representing UK in Lucy Jones is a former X Factor contestant.
Listen, that wouldn't impress me at all, saying there's four X Factor people in there. I watched that programme last night and there were severe tuning problems with the whole thing. I mean, they are not what I call professional people. The girl who won is a professional because she's in musicals and all sorts of things. But just to say you were in the X Factor doesn't give you any credence, really.
And some of the Swedish people, and they're at the top of their game at the moment in terms of Eurovision, they're actually also people putting people from the X Factor into their Melody Festival, which is a massive, massive thing. It's probably even bigger than Eurovision in Sweden.
Mm. Okay.
Because it sells out arenas and there's four or five different shows, like semi-finals. And then they have a big
and these are arenas
oh, yes,
that hold 10,000, 12,000 people.
And yes, of course, I know that. Yeah. I know that, yeah. But, everybody's looking towards Sweden at the moment.
Yeah.
Songwriters, producers, studios, and the songs themselves.
I read somewhere recently that the reason why Sweden are having such a flux is that they actually have to study an instrument in school now.
Really? I didn't
yes.
know that.
You actually, well, it's actually, you have.
It's compulsory.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No.
You have to actually study.
That's now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't work with too many 15, 16-year-olds in Sweden.
No, it's going back. I think it's going back about 10 years ago when they introduced it.
That's
so
good.
They're all coming out now.
That is good.
That's what I read.
Yeah,
so.
But they have the sound.
Yeah.
And they also are very competitive price-wise.
And what do you think about the idea of commissioning people to write songs, like famous songwriters, like obviously they'll become, because Louis was able to ring people and say, have you got a song? What do you think of that idea for Eurovision?
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
I really don't have a problem where the song comes from. I'd love it to be Irish, but I really don't care where it comes from, just as long as it brings the trophy.
But
back,
I don't think that's what he's done. I think people have sent in, as Linda mentioned earlier on the clip, she mentioned some famous names, like Ralph Siegel, etc., had sent in songs, but I don't think they were asked to send in songs.
Okay.
Because if you went around asking everybody to send in a song and you didn't choose their song, they'd be pretty peed off.
You put the word out.
You put the word out that we're looking for songs, as we did, as RTE did, should I say, to everybody. It was a public competition.
Absolutely.
Anybody could send in a song.
Absolutely.
And it's down to 15.
We got 340. And we did listen to them.
No, I watched that, yeah.
Hand on heart, we listened. We give everybody a fair chance because I'm very well aware that people put time and money into a lot of those demos that they sent in. So they were all listened to. And the thing
I was impressed with the production values on a lot of the songs that I heard. I think I heard up to about 50 and I left.
Okay.
I thought I wasn't getting anything for being there. I wasn't part of the judging process, so I thought I better get out of here. But the production values are very good from everybody.
Really good. I was pleasantly surprised, put it that way. Mm. But the thing about Louis is that if any of us rang a record company, rang through to the A&R guy, or rang publishing houses or whatever, they're not going to take us too seriously. Whereas with Louis, he rings people up and he says, I'm looking for songs. Will you send me songs? And they do.
Yes.
And
will it make any difference? So you've got Louis Walsh and you've got Brendan, who's a great singer and has got a lot of training now through Hometown over the last few years. Okay. They've disbanded, but they've been trained. Mm. They've learned their craft to this stage at any rate. Mm. So he'll be used to standing, performing in front of big audiences, which is hugely important.
Correct.
You don't want nerves to get the better of you. Just don't. Like, so, but remember the two from Liverpool, and they were out of key the first
Gemini.
Like disaster.
Yes.
Just, I believe it was nerves that got the better of them on that night.
Yes.
So you've got that. But will it make any difference? No matter how good the song is, no matter how good the singer is, no matter how good the video projection is behind, whatever the case may be, will it make any difference, do you think? Or is the new voting system sorted?
No,
and then in the sense
I
that we
still
can't be voted against.
We can win this. I've always said that. I think it's more difficult to win it than before. I think we have been a bit lazy and we have taken a little bit for things for granted, hence why we haven't qualified for the last couple of years. I do think that we still can win this. If the whole, Linda, to quote one of your famous quotes, and I'll do it here for you in front of you, if you have the package,
the jigsaw puzzle with all the pieces, if they all fit. Because a brilliant song, you're absolutely right, a brilliant song with a weak singer, no good. A brilliant singer with a weak song, etc., no presentation. You've got to put all of those elements together in your package. And if you can get it all right, then at least if you don't win, you can say, well, I didn't leave anything to chance. I actually tried everything.
Yeah. And that's what you have to do. You have to try everything and you have to go out with the intention of, listen, we're going to win this.
Mm.
Jim has been on to say from Drogheda, the UK song sounds like Brexit. And he said, I'm not a Euro fan. Hi, Derek. The first time I watched Eurovision was in the 60s. We didn't have a TV, so we watched it in our next door neighbour's house. I still remember one of the songs. I thought it was great, but it didn't win. The song was called Are You Sure? By a group called The Allisons.
That's correct, UK.
Is that right?
Yeah, a great song. It came second.
Came second, all right. OMG, this one screams at me. Don't slag off Kjol on Gra. It's my favourite Irish Eurovision entrant ever.
I love it too.
Says Patrick, is listening to us. Would you play Mouth and McNeil, runner-up to ABBA 1974?
I love that
A Dutch
one.
Entry, I think. I See a Star, Brendan and Roscommon. We might do... Oh, we're going to do it now? Okay, well, here it is.
Yeah.
Mouth and McNeil, I See a Star, 1974.
Told me they can be fun too if you only see.
There's such a lot of beauty you can live for. You only need someone to open up your eyes,
and you will see things never seen before.
I see a star, a brand new star. It's right there twinkling in your eyes.
I
I see your face, a happy face. It's like the mirror of my mind. I see a star.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, the best Irish song not to win the Eurovision, Colin Wilkinson, Born to Sing, or the Swarbricks Plus Two.
Great
nice
song.
To be in love again, Turd. Says Alan and Sligo. Great songs, both brilliant songs.
Yeah.
Derek, best Eurovision song ever, In Your Eyes, Niamh Kavanagh.
Yeah.
Says Anne-Marie, who's listening in Kerry.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Niamh, one of the judges as well. She's
there
the other evening. She's playing in Belfast tonight.
Is she?
She is, yeah. Hi, Derek. Nicky and Kilkenny here. My favourite Eurovision song was Dickie Rock's Please Come Back to Stay.
1966.
It's great to have such a memory. Linda, thank you very much indeed for popping in.
Not
sorry
bother.
It was short, but it was
very
sweet.
Short.
And it was lovely to see you. Martin
thank
Jones,
you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Welcome.
Our producer is Anna Lady, broadcast coordinator, Sinead Renshaw, and on sound we had Kieran Cullen. Visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. See you next week. Bye!
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.